USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A high-ranking University of Southern California official is expected to admit her role in the Operation Varsity Blues scandal, where wealthy parents bribed their kids way into elite colleges and universities. Donna Heinel, ex-senior associate director at the University of Southern California, is expected to plead guilty Friday to wire fraud and arranging more than 24 students get into college. A senior Democrat aide on Thursday said the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on President Biden's partisan social spending bill and a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Democrats have missed previous self-imposed deadlines to vote on the legislation, but their leadership feels confident they can finish on Friday, the aide said. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a statement saying the legislation would raise more than $2 trillion, enough to pay for the bill and reduce deficits over the long term. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As President Biden called paying illegal immigrant families hundreds of thousands of dollars by being separated at the border in 2018 a garbage story, his White House spokesperson says Biden is okay with payments. Republican Texas Congressman Jody Arrington on Newsmax says the mixed messaging is confusing at best.
Well, it's getting harder for his staff to clean up his messes. He's disconnected from the administration that is rogue, but certainly operating under the guidance of opening the border, not holding people accountable. So, you know, it would only make sense when not only are you not enforcing the laws, not only have you removed all the effective provisions for securing the border and stopping illegal immigration, but you're also working in this massive tax and spend bill to provide 8 million people who crossed into our country illegally amnesty and a pathway to citizenship.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the now-debunked Steele dossier was used by American officials to spy on a Republican presidential campaign, another arrest is starting to put the pieces together. Igor Deshenko was arrested on 5 counts of lying to the FBI on Thursday. A Hillary Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman, was arrested on similar charges in September. So will this lead directly to Hillary Clinton? Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News Thursday believes it will.
This indictment is the one that finally puts into place, components of this conspiracy that were only speculation. The fact that this is rooted deeply in two operatives that were coming together and trying to assist each other in coming up with a file that they could use to take down a candidate and then eventually a president was so deeply rooted in the Clinton campaign. Well, you have two individuals that were utilized in both Bill Clinton's campaign, and then you have Hillary Clinton and their campaign that are utilizing them. Payments being made through lawyers, the law firm of the campaign, to individuals. So what you now see are both sides of the conspiracy. You see where it came from, and you see those that were operating inside the conspiracy to fabricate out of whole cloth facts that they knew would be damaging to an up-and-coming candidate. This is an individual you prosecute as early as you can and get into discussions about him exposing others in order to save his hide from federal prison.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.